Are they teachable? Are they confident enough to communicate with me, or do they feel intimidated because I might have a certain level of experience? That would concern me too, if you're not going to speak your mind. So I think the level of partnerships and the reasons why you're partnering also will add to what do I need to see in order for me to realize that, okay, this is someone that I think we can at least, you know, go down the same road at the same time.
Welcome to the Andrea Engstrom Show for Bold Women in Business. We are passionate about helping you break through to your next level of abundance, success, and freedom so that you can create the life you desire and inspire others to do the same. I'm your host, Andrea Engstrom, and I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Brenda Stroud. Hey, Brenda.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Well, I'm excited about this conversation today because today we're going to talk about partnerships. And you and I have kind of developed a partnership here doing the show as my co-host. And we don't have a big formal partnership, but we're going to talk about that today, about how partnership doesn't always have to be a big, you know, we profit share in everything that we do. We can partner on small things and we can partner in big ways. And so let's talk about today how to pick a partner, how to be a great partner, how to be an attractive partner that people actually want to work with, and then when to not partner, like when to just say, like, that's not the best idea for me. Okay. So Brenda, tell me when, you know, I know that you've done a lot of cool things working with partners over the past few years. Yeah. Tell me, what do you look for when you're considering partnering with someone?
I think one of the most important things that I take in consideration is if they are good communicators. Mm-hmm. You know, how we interact with each other, whether or not they're honest about the smallest things. Yeah. I mean, if you're fudging on some of the smallest, simplest things, then there's no telling what else you'll fudge on. Mm-hmm. So I observe people. I'm a people watcher.
Yeah.
So I would observe a person, you know, how they interact with me, how they interact with others, whatever the area is that we're partnering, you know, on. I want to understand your skill set. And if you don't have, you know, any type of skill set in that particular area, what are you willing to do to gain the knowledge so we can kind of either get there together? It's like it's a trade off. I might have more knowledge in one area and you have more knowledge in another area. So really, I would say, you know, what kind of person are they? Mm-hmm. You know, how do they treat other people? And you know, that's the baseline before we even get into the why are we, you know, why am I interested in you as a partner?
Yeah. You know, one of the things I think is so important when you're picking a partner is not just getting to know them, but also know yourself. Like, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? And what do you really need a partner to bring to the table so that they are helping you be better together than you could be on your own? Because I think sometimes we end up working with people who are like, we want to work with people who are just like us in some way. And we're like, okay, they're amazing. I'm amazing. We're going to work great together. And while that can absolutely be true, when I'm looking for a partner, I'm looking for someone who's strong where I am struggling.
Yes. Yes. That is important. That definitely, because I want to be in a relationship where I'm able to stretch. It makes me a better person or a better partner, give and take, that kind of thing. I agree with you. That is very important. I'm not necessarily looking for someone who's just like me, or else I wouldn't need a partner. With myself.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I think sometimes we look for a partner to affirm us or to have more confidence in ourselves somehow. Like, so we would look for a partner to do something that we feel nervous about.
Yeah.
Or like we're unsure of. But I prefer to be a partner with someone who's confident in their and what they bring to the table. And I want to be confident in what I bring to the table. And that makes a beautiful relationship, in my opinion. I feel like we're talking about getting married here, aren't we?
Well, it's the same concept, though. I mean, we're talking about partners in every area of life. But right now, we're kind of narrowing in on the business side. So, you know, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think it's important for people to understand that just because you have not done a partnership in a business structure, but you've done partnering in other areas of your life, you do come to the table with some understanding and some experience in partnership. You just apply what you've done in these other areas to business, you know, because I also think it's important to be in partnership with someone that is honest and comfortable enough to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's look for a solution or contact someone else that may have the what we're missing here or whatever. I don't want somebody trying to leave, you know, have me to believe that they know all these things and they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather for you to say, hey, you know, hey girl, I ain't never done that before. Let's, you know, have you done this before? Okay, well, let's talk to somebody else that has. I think that's just as important, being able to be very, very honest with yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I think that's so good. I want to work with people who are willing to figure it out.
Yes.
I don't expect that anybody that I work with knows all the things about all the possible situations we might encounter, but I would love to work with somebody who has the same attitude that everything is figure outable.
Yeah.
And they are willing to Google search. They are willing to make a phone call or two or three or as many as it takes to get the information. And that kind of resourcefulness or like sort of can do attitude, that is something, you know, I have that attitude and I want someone who I partner with to also be in agreement that we don't have to know it all, but we have to be willing to do the work to figure it out. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Doing the work is key. But the thing you have to kind of be mindful of, your idea of doing the work and my idea of doing the work could be two totally different things. And that in and of itself can cause friction if you have that going in other areas of the partnership. My idea of a good job and your idea of a good job could be different. So you got to be prepared for that. Open, you know, to the idea that, you know, we could see things differently. That's not to say it can't be successful. It's to say that you have to be open that someone else's perception might be different from yours. So you got to find that happy place or that medium and not get irritated because how come you don't understand what this needs to look like? You know, energy.
Yeah.
You don't want to bring that energy, you know, to the table as compared to, you know, accepting that your journey is different from my journey. And that's how we got to create our journey.
Right. Yeah. You know, I think one of the things that's really been helpful to me is when you have an opportunity to get to know someone on a smaller project before you do something really big together, right? Because you're able to learn what their definition of work in or what their definition of like everything is figure outable or ownership, accountability, and responsibility as a way that we approach projects. I think doing it on a smaller thing before you do it on a really big thing. And I'm specifically thinking about, you know, one of my best partners, Jenny, she and I did a multi-million-dollar real estate deal together. But before we ever did that, we did $400,000 or $500,000 deals together.
Okay.
And we figured out that we love working together. We understand each other. We trust each other. She does what she says she will do. I do what I say I will do. And we like how each other operates. And if you like how you work together on something small, and it can even be, you know, before you join forces with someone, do an event together, you know, like do something that gets, you know, how do we actually work together and share the load? And do we communicate well when it's stressful? You know, are we kind in stressful situations with each other? Right. And it's kind of, it's kind of like dating before you get engaged or before you get married. Right. Is like, you gotta try, like, how do we like doing little things together? Are we going to be able to do big things together too?
You know? Well, you know, with you mentioning dating, you have to, you know, try to get to the other side of the representative. Because you know, when dating, people always show up their best self, so they think.
Yeah,
and it takes some time before you get to who they really are.
Yes.
So you know, so if you're thinking about it from the standpoint of in dating someone, you know, you see this, you know, perfectly dressed person that shows up, blah blah blah, and then you realize, like, wait, that's the representative. This is the real cat right here. And I don't know if I like that person so much. So it's the same thing as getting on the other side of the representative and really get, and that's, that comes from spending time with people and seeing how they really engage with other people or observing them with other people or, you know, because a lot of what we do in business, we're in a lot of the same groups.
Yeah.
We, you know, we've done some of the same programs. And so you do have evidence of how people, you know, how they handle themselves, how they communicate with other, whether or not they're snarky or nasty in communication mm-hmm. on, you know, in the groups that they're in or whatever, whether or not it seems like they make sound decisions based off of how they describe what they're going through. Those kind of things are things you want to kind of pay attention to. So, you know, are you dealing with the real person or are you dealing with the representative? Now, it may not be as easy as it is to figure it out in dating. And when you're talking about a business relationship where you may not have as much interaction, but just be mindful of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think also, like, one of the things that I look for and listen for is how do people talk about others around me? And because if they have, and especially if they have had a partnership with somebody else in the past and it didn't go well or something didn't meet their expectations, are they running their mouth about it around, you know, to everybody else? Because I think the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. And if somebody has shown you that if somebody doesn't do exactly what they want them to do, they're going to go tell everybody else about it. You can expect that that's going to happen with you if things don't go how you guys hope that it would and you don't meet their expectation. Like, you know, you don't live up to their expectations, which may be unreasonably high. Then are they going to go tell, are they going to go smear your name around because you weren't able to live up to what they were hoping for? So that's something else. I don't like working with people that speak ill of others on a regular basis as like a habitual thing. Cause I'm like, what are they saying about me when I'm not around? Right. What will they say if I don't live up to their hype? Well, you know,
that taps into the respect part.
Yes.
If you're not being respectful, whether they're in a relationship at the time or after the relationship is over and you're showing a form of disrespect and, you know, from the standpoint of trying to show how right you are and how wrong that they are, that to me tells me you're not a respectful person.
Right.
And like you said, why would you respect me if you're not respecting someone else that you've been in a relationship with? There's a difference between you going off and having a private conversation with your girlfriend about, you know, whatever, than it is airing it to people that you barely know because you want people to perceive things one way over another. That is, I agree. That is something that I pay close attention to, because my first thought is, if you're saying this about somebody who was once your partner or once your girl or whatever, then what are you saying about me? What would you say about me? And I don't even want to get into that because you can develop some lifelong connections with a partner. You start out as business partners. Next thing you know, you guys are talking all the time, and it just could grow into, it has the potential of growing into something much larger than what it started out being. And you know, and you're exposed to each other's experience and things of that nature. You got to be able to trust the person that you're in partnership with.
And I also have this rule, like, and I use this rule when I'm hiring team members, and I use this rule when I'm considering partnerships, is, and this is like not, I don't know who else would recommend this, but this is my rule, whatever the case. Okay. This is the question. Would I want to travel with this person?
That is so true. That is a tell sign right there, whether or not you can travel with a person.
Yes, because if I'm going to spend a lot of time with them, if I'm going to invest a lot of my energy and mental capacity in helping this person or want to do something major with them, like whether it's a team member or a partner on a project, I ask myself, do I like them enough to go on a trip with them?
Yeah.
Would I enjoy my time with them? Because you may spend more time than you think with this person. Would you consider going on a trip with them where you would actually like hang out? Like, do I like them enough to hang out with them? If the answer is no, probably don't partner with them.
Yeah, you know? I think that's a good point. I do. I think that's a good point, because you can't travel with just any old body.
No.
You can't, just like you can't partner with just any old body. You know, I know I've mentioned to you before, you know, I was part of the Edible Arrangements franchise. Yeah. My ex-husband and I was partners with another couple in the Edible Arrangements franchise back in the early 2000s. The partnership fell apart, and we partnered with someone that we knew from church. And then as things went on and stress levels started to elevate for various different reasons, I started to see some things about them that made it very difficult to continue to be a partner with them long term. how they talk to people, how they talk to us, or attempted to. I'm going to say attempted because y'all know me.
I know.
Right? How they attempted, you know, to interact with us. And as time went on, you know, initially I was trying to see, is there any way we can work this out? But it got to a point where we realized that this is not going to work. Mm-hmm. And we began to make decisions to separate that partnership, to end it and separate from the people we were doing business with. So the thing is this, it's never too late. You know, my favorite word, to pivot.
Yes.
It's never too, just because you're in a partnership does not mean, and you realize that it's not working to the best of what we're trying to do or for each other. You have to be okay with, how do we move, you know, how do we change this? How do we end this? How do I get someone to replace them? Because you have options as to whether or not you should end the process completely, replace one person, or get yourself replaced to move out of the transaction, depending on what you guys are agreeing to do together. But you can find a solution to it. But if you start to get that feeling like, something about this is not right, and then it continues to grow in that direction, then you probably need to be thinking about, okay, how can I either sever this, or how can we adjust what we have going on, you know, in this particular partnership, so that we can either move forward, you know, with someone else, or move forward individually, or whatever. Begin to negotiate the exit.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's a really important thing to have conversations about in advance before you go into partnership. Just know that whether it is through death or injury, or you
divorce,
dissolve it. Like, you know, there are a number of reasons, but a partnership will end. There must be an exit strategy. And so we have to go into it with eyes wide open and say, what if this happens, then what? And sometimes, you know, sometimes you can go into partnership with someone and then their life changes dramatically. Yeah. They get a diagnosis, they get divorced, they have, you know, a major life event that takes them out emotionally or financially, and they're no longer able to show up in the way that they were when you guys entered this partnership. And so we have to have a plan for what if things don't go, like, what if life doesn't go as we planned? What if this project doesn't go as we planned? What if we change, you know, I don't want to just say, what if we just change our mind, but it's, but it, it can be a lot more complex than that, but you have to have a plan for, like, what is the exit strategy if the project or the business doesn't go as we hoped that it would, or life takes a turn, right?
Yeah. I think that's a great point. I think you do have to talk about it, you know, going in, you know, what, like you said, all of the what ifs, because it doesn't have to be a nasty knockdown drag out. It could be, okay, well, we might need to exercise this part of the agreement. You know, we may, you know, for various different reasons, but be open and be honest with each other. If you're in a partnership with someone and you're beginning to believe it's not going to work for whatever reason, sit down and have a conversation, because you don't want to blindside people. And, you know, and I've been in that situation where I was blindsided when my partner decided they didn't want to be a part of the transaction anymore. You know, so you don't want to create that type of energy between yourself and whoever it is that you're in partnership with. So be very honest with yourself first, and then be honest with the people that you're considering, or that you're doing business with, or that you're partnering with. I think that is important, because you might be able to put your heads together and come up with a solution. This person might have an, you know, might have an idea that you never even thought about that could make it a lot easier to move forward, and whatever move forward looks like.
Yeah. I think sometimes we will allow other people's emotions to control us. And I'd say that from a perspective of, we will not say hard things in an effort to protect other people's emotions until it gets too far. And then we explode, or we just have to say, I'm out. Right. And Jenny, my partner, Jenny, she says, she's so wise. This is why I love working with her. She says, do not set yourself on fire to keep someone else warm.
I love that.
I love it.
Sound like Jenny.
Oh, it does sound like Jenny, doesn't it? But the idea is that, like, you do not operate in a, to your own detriment for, especially not for a long period of time, in order to make someone else feel comfortable. And I love what Brené Brown says in her book, Dare to Lead. She says, clear is kind. Mm-hmm. And so if something is not working for you, it's probably not working for them either in some way.
Right.
If nothing else, the fact that you're feeling like you're one foot out the door in the partnership, you've got to let people know what's going on, how you're feeling. And we don't just emotionally dump on people because we're feeling anxious or something. But if there's something happening that you are not feeling comfortable with in a partnership, you've got to talk about it. It's like communication.
Yeah. You don't want to abandon your partnership. And some people have a tendency of doing that too, because they don't know what to say, or they're non-confrontational. Yeah. And that's another thing, you know, when you're observing someone or getting to know them, how do they handle conflict? Are they non-confrontational, or are they passive aggressive? They're saying one thing, but they really mean another, you know, rather than just being direct. I like direct communication. Tell me, you know, directly what's up. Don't make me try and figure it out. You know, so you don't want to create that type of energy in your partnership. And if you observe someone else not having the tough conversations, or not being completely honest about what they're feeling or what they're seeing, pay attention to that. Mm-hmm. Because that can come out in your interaction or your relationship or your partnership with them, you know, at a time when you really need them to show up and be the other person to honestly be able to discuss what should we do next, or what do you see? So that's part of it too, because I'm looking to my partner to be my eyes and ears the same way I need to be their eyes and ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about what makes an attractive partner from a standpoint of, you know, Brenda, you've partnered on a lot of deals, doing a lot of businesses. And so I think you are an attractive partner, and I've done a lot of deals with partners. And so I'm going to share a couple things that I think make me an attractive partner, but tell me, what's something that you believe makes you an attractive partner so others can learn from that?
I think because I'm transparent. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell you the good, the bad, the whatever. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm going to tell you when I discuss my journey or what my experience with people, because a lot of times people have observed me doing my thing, and then and they kind of formulate their opinion from that. You know, if I run into a bump in the road, I don't have a problem sharing that. I don't have a problem sharing, you know, what this is what I learned and this was my experience. So I think being transparent, being open and honest, and you know, and always trying to do my best to show up. Yeah. You know, I try to give people what I want. If I want someone who's going to be a good communicator, I try to be a good communicator. If I want someone that I want to be honest, then I have to be honest. You know, so I think about it from that standpoint. And I try to put myself in their shoes. And if it's not something that I have knowledge of, I'll say, I don't know, but I'm willing to, you know, to figure it out.
Yeah.
So I think that a lot of times people are in my confidence. You know, I think that is what draws people to me, is my confidence, the fact that I'm transparent. I'll talk about anything, and there's no shame in my game. Mm-hmm. I am definitely a people watcher and an observer, and I love education. I like to read about things, and you know, if it's something I don't know, then I'll try and dig into it as much, you know, as possible. So, you know, what I like to say is, if I don't know, but I know someone else that knows, therefore I know.
Yeah. Okay. Let me tell you what's great about you. Let me tell you why I think you're a great partner. What makes you a really magnetic, attractive partner is because you have clarity of your vision and clarity of what you're going to do next. And it's not because you always have it all figured out, because you know how to shift, and that's beautiful. But the way that you talk about the why behind what you are doing, like why this matters, or we're going to invest in this area, and here's why we love that. Mm-hmm. We're going to do this thing with our group because this is who we serve, and that's why we're so passionate about it. You always have this clarity of vision, and it's beyond just like a deal. And that's what I think people are drawn to, in part, is because it's not just about a deal or a one business idea. It's like there's something bigger. It's like you are a woman on a mission. And, you know, there's that verse in Habakkuk that says, write the vision, make it clear, so he who reads it will run with it. And there is nothing more attractive than a woman with a clear vision. And that's how I see you.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you, girl. I'll take it. take it. So how would you describe yourself as a partner? What makes you a good partner? Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'll give you a story. So, okay. You know, Jenny was one of my first private money lenders on some deals. We did some small deals together, and Jenny came to one of our first conversations together, and she said, "Girl, you got a lot going on. Like, you got 5, 6, 7 deals that we had in the process at that time." And she had lent to me on one deal. And when I came back, I said, "I got another hot one." She's like, "Okay, let's hold on a second. What are you doing to manage all of this? This is a lot going on." And I said, "Oh, let me show you." And I pulled up this spreadsheet, and it had every project, the timeline, how much it cost, what type of project it was, what our exit strategy was, like all the details. And so I'm organized. And I got to tell you, Brenda, I am not naturally organized, but when it comes to doing business and doing, you know, showing up and being able to show people I can handle my business,
yeah,
it doesn't come naturally to me,
yeah,
but I spend a little extra time mapping it out, getting the details in order, because I know that that gives people confidence that I know what I'm doing. Even if I don't really feel like I know what I'm doing, mm-hmm. if I have my details lined out, that gives people confidence that I'm a professional and that I'm going to handle their business the way that I'm going to handle their money the way that I handle my business. And that is with organization and making sure that we got all of our ducks in a row.
Yeah.
And so for me, a big part of it is that organization. And I got to tell you, that's part of why I'm confident, because when someone asks me a question, I don't have to have all the answers, but I can share, well, here's what I do know. And here's who I'm going to call to find the answer to that. Yes. If I don't know it.
Right.
But just that ability to pull the details together and present it in a way that gives people confidence that I can handle my business. Even if it's my first time, I'm gonna help you feel like I can handle my business, because I'm gonna do my homework and I'm gonna figure it out. Yeah.
And that comes across what you just said. It definitely comes across. I think one of the things that I see in you, because we are partnering right now and we've partnered before as far as being a part of the same groups, is that you care about people. And whatever it is that you involved in, it comes across that you care. You take the time you come to the table prepared. You are organized. I would describe you as Andrea knows her stuff.
Oh,
whatever that stuff is.
Thank you.
She knows her stuff. And I observe you, because what you do when we're in if you and I are in a meeting together, or if we're in a group setting or whatever, and if someone says something and I can see that, like, aha, that sounds good. You're taking notes. And then I know what you do. You take your notes and then you go do your homework.
Yep.
And I love that about you, because you're not coming to the table saying, "I know everything." You're coming to the table saying, "Hey, I'm a sponge. I'm here to learn from you as well. And I bring my little stuff to the table. You bring your little stuff to the table, and we're going to make some big stuff."
Yes. Yes.
But I love working with you. I think you are amazing. I'm impressed. Just with your skill set and the fact that you're always willing to help other people. And I appreciate that about you. And that's why I would partner with you all day long.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. I think, I think for me that was part of, even when I was pretty early and I was learning so much so quickly. I mean, I'm just talking about real estate specifically here, is I was an attractive partner because I'm an action taker and I love sharing what I'm learning. Like, and so if somebody was kind of new and they were trying to figure out how to do this thing, I'd be like, do this, bring your money to this deal, because I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm doing and you're going to learn so much working with me and it's going to be fun, right? Yeah. Like, we're going to have fun together, but I'm going to share, because I want you to benefit from this as much as I'm benefiting from it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That comes across. That definitely is you project that very, very well, and is received by anyone who's done business with you, who's been in any of your courses or you've coached. And like I said, you're always willing to lead. You're always willing to share. And that's why you're an outstanding coach. So it made sense when you decided that you were going to coach the coach. I was like one of the first ones right here. that jumped in there because you just had so much to bring to the table. Your level of wisdom comes across in how you share and how you educate others. You're an outstanding teacher. So I think that applying that, you know, what I see in you and how we interact and just how transparent even our interaction is, I can easily pick that up and apply to something else or to another partnership. Do I see similar characteristics? Do I, you know, feel the same way or whatever? That can help me to say, okay, well, that's the reason why it's it. Cause you look at pros and cons. That's a problem. I appreciate that. I'm picking up what you're putting down, girl.
All right. I love it. You know, I think some of the, let's just talk about character qualities for just a second, because if you're, whether this is to be an attractive partner or to, what you find attractive in a partner, what are some of those personal qualities? So not necessarily what they like I know communication is a big one, but one of the things that's coming to mind for me is integrity is something that is really important. And I love that definition of integrity that, again, I'm going back to Brené Brown and Dare to Lead. She says integrity is doing what's right over what's fun, fast, or easy. And it is practicing your values, not just professing them.
And so
somebody who's willing to do the hard thing, even though it's not fun or fast or easy, like we're gonna do hard things. Not just like, you know, go, oh, it's okay. I didn't do it either. You know, like we're going to roll up our sleeves and we're going to get to work together, even if it's not fun sometimes. So somebody who practices that grit that's involved with integrity is something that I look for. How about you?
I always call them like people of their word, a man of their word, a woman of their word. If you say you're going to do something, I want to see that you're taking action to get that done. And if you can't do it, that you're actually coming back and verbalizing, I can't get it done, or this is the reasons why, blah, blah, blah. So I think really dealing with people who are men and women of their word is very important to me. That's the most valuable thing you bring to the table is yourself. So can I trust what you tell me? If you tell me you're going to handle this particular part of whatever that is that we're doing, can I be confident in knowing, okay, they're going to take care of that. And then I can move on to do something else. If I got to double back and run behind you, and I'm seeing that in your communication and your actions, that's a problem. that is definitely a problem. But I think it also depends on the type of partnership you have. I am partnering with someone right now where I'm coming to the table with the experience and they're coming to the table wanting to learn from my experience. Well, that partnership structure is going to be a little different because it's going to be more from a mentoring, educating standpoint as compared to partnering with someone who's coming to the table. Maybe they're bringing the same thing to the table that I'm bringing to the table. That's going to look different. They're not going to need as much quote unquote guidance from me as much as it is going to be, you know, making sound decisions together.
Yeah.
So I think that's a factor too. So if I'm looking at it from the standpoint of someone that I'm mentoring, you know, are they teachable? You know, are they confident enough to communicate with me, or do they feel intimidated because I might have a certain level of experience? That would concern me too, if you're not going to speak your mind. So I think the level of partnerships and the reasons why you're partnering also will add to what do I need to see in order for me to realize that, okay, this is someone that I think we can at least, you know, go down the same road at the same time.
That's really good. And I think that idea that there's different levels of partnership is a really important thought process, because I think sometimes people think that you're either all in, like 50, it's 50-50 or it's nothing. And in our experience, like sometimes you don't need a full partner on something. Sometimes you need somebody to bring you need a financial partner and you can negotiate how that looks. And sometimes you need someone that you really want to have carry half the load, or like you're both bringing equal value. Sometimes you need somebody with a specific set of skills and you can figure out a way to partner and in a way that where you're not splitting all of the profit, like you just need some help in this one area to get it started. And then they can benefit for a long time from that, but not at the same level as somebody who's active in the day to day for the whole life of the business. Right.
Yeah. I think the key to that is that everything's negotiable.
Yes.
A lot of times when people hear partnership, they automatically think 50-50.
Right.
And that is just not the case. Everything is negotiable. You know, it could be a 40-60, a 60-40. It could be just about anything. So you definitely want to make sure that you understand that it's a negotiation, that you're coming to the table with, you know, what your needs are. If you disagree on what that split needs to be, you need to be able to talk through that and see if you can find a happy medium on what will work best. Because, you know, just because someone is presented as a potential partner or you talk to them about a partnership does not mean after you go through your due diligence, you know, with that partnership, that it's going to end up being a partnership. It may be we're not a good fit, or maybe this is not the project, or whatever, whatever that is. Once you do your due diligence, because you have to do a due diligence in a friendship, partnership, or whatever, just the same way you do with a deal,
right?
You know, so but understanding what does that look like, and also making sure your partner has an idea of what they're looking for, and they can break down their whole list of this is what I need to see, or this is what I'm looking for, other than I just want to do what you do. I need a little bit more than that. Okay. What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you think I'm doing, first of all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Like I'm thinking back about like when someone wants to do something with me or wants to work with me, and I try to be really easy to work with, and I try to be like accommodating, and you know, I will usually carry the load of the like making sure we're organized, even though that's not my natural, but like, here's the truth. If somebody wants to partner with me, if they show up super organized, like super, like showing me that I'm not going to have to be the one that does the heavy lifting or the like, make sure that our ducks are in a row. Ooh, I'm like, that like lets me breathe. I feel like we're talking about marriage again. Because I'm like, I was just like getting like hot and heavy here. I was like, if somebody else carries the mental load, like make plans for us, keep us organized.
Well, it is like a marriage, even if it's a short-term marriage. It is like a marriage. You know, so, you know, if you've never done a partnership before, but you've been married or you've, you know, been in a long-term relationship or whatever, it's the same principle.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, you have an agreement. We are in agreement that we're going to do this.
Right.
You know, so you can bring that same skill set to the table. And when you're trying to formulate, well, what do I want this business partnership to look like? And I say that, and I know the second time I said it, I say that because some people come to the table and think that because I've never done a partnership, whether it's a business partnership, I don't have a skill set. I'm a newbie. And that's not necessarily true.
Right.
And that's the reason why I don't really like the word newbie, because that means that you have not truly dug into your skill set to understand that just because you haven't applied that skill set in this area, but you have in another area, then you're limiting yourself.
Yes.
Yes. Because, you know, we as women, when we come to the table and we're trying something new, and but yet we've been a wife, we've been a parent, we've run a household, you are showing up as a CEO already.
Yes.
So it's just a matter of taking that skill set and just applying it to a new thing. And when you turn it around and look at it that way, hopefully that gives you a little bit of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I can raise up a whole child and they can launch off to college, girl, you can do anything. You know what I mean? You can do anything. You know what you're saying. You know if it's good or not. You know if it's right or not, or if it's working for you. Do not overlook the red flags.
Yes.
The red flags. Do not overlook the red flags. And we tend to do that sometimes in partnerships because we either don't want to rock the boat or we've gone so far down the road, I don't want to start over. The things we tell ourselves to ignore the red flags that eventually becomes a stop sign.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. No, that's really important. As I think the only worse thing than going down the wrong path is going down the wrong path enthusiastically.
Right? Ooh, we gonna do this.
Let's go. Yeah. No, so the red flags, the stop signs, the signals that we ignore, we just go la 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 and we're just trucking down the path and then we get ourselves into a mess. So pay attention. If your gut is telling you something, listen to your gut, because your gut, you know, the most powerful emotion is authenticity. And if someone is not being authentic, that you will feel it, you will feel it in your emotions. Like your body will tell you.
Yeah, and so I'm not right.
Something's not right. So pay attention to it. And, you know, sometimes I think if we're all up in our feelings or our anxiety about it, we can talk ourselves out of doing something because we're scared. And that's a little different than saying, okay, someone is not being authentic or truthful with me and ignoring those red flags. So it's not about like, I'm too scared to do something, so I'm not going to do it. Yeah. You got to work through that fear. You got to step into confidence. You got to do something small that leads to something big. But when it comes to, should I partner? Should I not partner? Are there signals to pay attention to? Absolutely. Yeah. Are they doing what they say they will do? Are they showing up on time for you, respecting you? Are they, you know, being kind to others, even in stressful situations, because how they treat others is how they will likely treat you in that same stressful situation.
Yeah. If you're partnering with someone and they talk horrible to your contractors, that's a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you are, you know, coming in, you're partnering with someone, let's say your partner's out of state. Let's say you got a transaction going and one person is out of state and the project itself is in the location of the other person. And if the partner has a problem with you coming in and checking on, that's a problem too. Yes. That's a problem too. You should be checking in and checking on whatever it is that you are doing with that particular partner. And I'm not saying from a standpoint of distrust, but from a standpoint of that, hey, I just want to know what's going on. I want to see for myself. And if someone is saying, well, if you trust me, then you're not going to check it, that's a problem. They should be open and willing to, you know, have everything exposed. Let's see what we got going on. Let's recalibrate if we need to, or whatever the case may be. And I say that from the standpoint, I know there are a lot of people that are funding, you know, transactions out of state, and you're trusting what the person out of state is telling you is going on with the project. I am a big advocate of get on a plane and go take a look and see what's going on. At least once to put your eyes on it to make you feel better, especially if you're getting that feeling of, something ain't right. If you get that, something ain't right, act.
Yeah.
That requires action. Yeah.
No, that's good advice.
Yeah.
All right. Every week we like to challenge our listeners to do something to take bold action. So Brenda, what is something you would challenge our listeners to do this week to take bold action?
Self-evaluation. I think be very honest with yourself, especially on this particular topic. Am I a good partner?
Yeah.
Start there, because the only person that you can affect change in is yourself. So ask yourself, am I ready? Do I have the tools to be a good partner? If there's some areas you need to shore up, take the time to do it. There's nothing wrong with that. You should always be reevaluating where you are and are you doing the things that you should be doing in this moment of time. So I would challenge you to take the time to evaluate, am I a good partner?
I love it. I agree with that. That's a good one. Okay, Brenda, this was a great conversation. I know a lot of people would love to be in my shoes and be able to partner with you. And I just want to express how much gratitude I have to you for showing up and doing the show with me this season. I just love our conversations.
I do too. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just appreciate you even inviting me to be able to do this, because we already had, great conversations offline, but to bring people in to witness it and hopefully learn from it. And we can also learn from the people that we talk to. I'm just glad to be a part of, and I appreciate you allowing me to share in your vision, because this is your vision. So I definitely appreciate that of you even trusting me to be in the seat with you.
Oh yeah. Well, you're the same. I gotta tell people this too, because you are the same on this podcast as you are when it's just you and I chatting on the phone. And that was part of why I knew this would be such a good fit. I'd be like, oh, I just want people to feel like we're a couple girlfriends just chit-chatting.
Yeah.
And that you get to be a fly on the wall in those conversations. And that's what I feel like we're able to share with people. Cause you guys, before we do a podcast, Brenda and I go, okay, what are we going to talk about? Okay, let's go.
What's on your mind, girl?
It's just like unscripted conversations. Yeah. I'm like, if I know what I'm going to say at the beginning, and then I know how we're going to wrap it up at the end, whatever we say in the middle, I know it's going to be great because Brenda's here.
Yes. I mean, I feel the same way. I do. Because there's nothing that you share that is not something I can receive.
Yeah.
That I don't need to hear. You know, so we even talk about, like, you know, even some of the bumps in the road. And, you know, mm-hmm. before we got on here today, we both had to sign documents to keep things moving forward. It's like, wait, I just got a document signed. Oh, you got one too? Okay, give me a second. We're always working, but at the same time, we're taking time out for ourselves. And you got to have wise counsel. You got to have good people around you that you can, you know, let your hair down, have true and honest conversation with, that can help you to build yourself back up when you have those moments of feeling like, because we all have those moments. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you definitely also want to make sure that you got people that you have your Andrea or your Brenda, mm-hmm. Someone that you can sit down and have a conversation, transparent conversation with, and that will help you to, you know, to take the next steps moving forward. So I think that's what you do for me. Is that, you know, you give me that whole, you know, moving forward thing, and you also give me room to feel what I feel.
Yeah.
For a few minutes. Then let's get going, girl.
Yeah. That sucks. Now what?
Let's yeah, move right. On. Let's That's go. Great. We need to put that on a t-shirt. Absolutely.
Oh, I love it. Well, Brenda, how can people connect with you besides listening to the show?
Okay. Well, you can reach me on my website, brendastroud.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram, my name, brendastroud.com, or not .com, just Brenda Stroud. You can, if you search my name, you'll see all the things. You can also find me on Roar Society or the Roar Facebook group. RoarSociety.com, you can go to if you're interested in joining or finding out more about Roar Society, which is an educational platform for women. So that we can have a place to go to learn from each other. So, and my email, info@stonelegacy.com or hello at Brenda Stroud. I got so many of them.
We'll put it in the show.
Hello at Brenda Stroud. That's the best one.
Okay.
What about you, Andrea?
All right.
Where do you want to find you?
Well, if you're listening today and this was helpful to you, I want to invite you to share this episode with a sister. If you're a woman entrepreneur, join my free Facebook group, Bold Women in Business Sisterhood. Brenda, we're celebrating 2 years in business this week. I'm so delighted. Yes, it's awesome. And you can always register for one of my upcoming workshops at AndreaEngstrom.com. Awesome. All right, Brenda, thank you so much for being my amazing co-host. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you for having me, and I appreciate you more.
All right. Well, till next time, I'm Andrea Engstrom, and we are your sisters in business, encouraging you to take action on your dreams. Show up to your life with power and authenticity. Be bold, be tenacious, make it happen.
Bye.